American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the city of London, and elsewhere. The Jest of George Peel at Bristow. George was at Bristow, and, there staying somewhat longer than his coin would last him, his palfrey that should be his carrier to London, his head was grown so big that he could not get him out of the stable. It so fortuned at that instant certain players came to the town, and lay at that inn where George Peel was, to whom George was well known, being in that time an excellent poet, and had acquaintance of most of the best players of England. From the trivial sort he was but so-so, of which these were, only knew George by name, no otherwise. There was not past three of the company come with the carriage, the rest were behind, by reason of a long journey they had. So that night they could not enact, which George hearing, had presently a stratagem in his head to get his horse free out of the stable, and money in his purse to bear his chargers up to London. And thus it was. He goes directly to the mayor, tells him he was a scholar and a gentleman, and that he had a certain history of the Knight of the Rhodes, and withal how Bristow was first founded, and by whom, and a brief of all those that before him had succeeded in office in that worshipful city, desiring the mayor that he, with his presence and the rest of his brethren, would grace his labours. The mayor agreed to it, gave him leave, and withal appointed him a place. But for himself he could not be there, being in the evening, but bade him make the best benefit he could of the city, and very liberally gave him an angel, which George thankfully receives, and about his business he goes. Got his stage made, his history cried, and hired the player's apparel to flourish out his show, promising to pay them liberally, and withal desired them they would favour him so much as to gather him his money at the door, for he thought it his best course to employ them, lest they should spy out his knavery, for they have perilous heads. They willingly yield to do him any kindness that lies in them. In brief, carry their apparel to the hall, place themselves at the door, where George, in the meantime, with the 10 shillings he had of the mare, delivered his horse out of purgatory and carries him to the town's end, and there placeth him to be ready at his coming. By this time the audience were come, and some 40 shillings gathered, which money George put in his purse, and putting on one of the player's silk robes, after the trumpet had sounded thrice, out he comes, makes low obeisance, goes forward with his prologue, which was thus. A trifling toy, a jest of no account, pardie. The knight, perhaps, you think for to be I? Think on so still, for why? You know that thought is free. Sit still a while, I'll send the actors to ye. Which being said, after some fireworks that he had made of purpose, threw out among them, and downstairs goes he, gets to his horse, and so with 40 shillings to London, leaves the players to answer it, who, when the jest was known, their innocence excused them, being as well gulled as the mayor and the audience. Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.